Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Hollywood Phonies, the podcast where the fake movies in real movies become real movies from fake movie makers. I'm Ben Vanel.
I'm Tommy Dasilo.
And I'm Adam Knox. When the McAllister family depart for their Christmas holiday to Florida, they lose their son Kevin at the airport. Kevin boards the wrong flight and winds up home alone. Two. Lost in New York. While staying at the Plaza Hotel, Kevin treats himself to ice cream from room service and kicks back with an in-room movie. Angels with even filthier souls.
It's me, Johnny.
I knew it was you. I could smell you getting off the elevator. You was here last night, too, wasn't you?
I was singing at the Blue Monkey last night.
You was here, and you was smooching with my brother.
That's a dirty lie, Johnny.
Don't give me that. You've been smooching with everybody. Snuffy, Al, Leo, Little Mo with the gimpy leg, Cheeks, Bony Bob, Cliff. I could go on forever, baby.
You got me all wrong.
We all remember the famous clip of Angels with Filthy Souls from the first Home Alone, but this follow-up is more perplexing.
Just how many different men has this lady been smooching? Is this the first ever cinematic sequel? And how the hell are we going to tie these plot points into our episode about the original Angels with Filthy Souls? All these questions and more on today's
Hollywood Phonies!
Angels with even filthier souls.
I think it's even.
Which to me sounds like it should be the third one. Because you would think it would be Angels with Filthy Souls, Angels with Filthier Souls, Angels with Even Filthier Souls.
And then the fourth one you get like, you start doing that thing where you're exaggerating the amount of it so much that the grammar gets wrong. Where you're like, Angels with Even More Filthier Souls.
Yep.
Agents with, Angels with...
Agents?
Agents. That's what I said. Angels with Even More Filthier Souls even than that.
Well, and then after that they just call it like Filthy Angels.
Yeah.
Right?
The Angels.
Yeah.
Filth Five.
Angels and filths.
They have one where they're like, blow me down. Can you believe how filthy these souls are?
But it's Home Alone 2.
Yep.
And it is the sequel to the movie Angels with Filthy Souls from Home Alone 1.
Mm. Yep.
Which, I suppose that film being from like the 30s, stylistically, in the world of Home Alone.
Yes.
That this being a sequel to a 1930s movie would have been pretty uncommon at the time.
Yeah,
you're right.
I think so.
Well, what's awesome is he's got the stack of the videotapes, which is where we see Angels with Even Filthier Souls.
Right.
But all the other videotapes are just the same as the ones from Home Alone 1. Muttville Massacre, Flybait. They had an opportunity to do sequels to all them and they're like, nah, just the originals in the mix as well.
I think that's pretty true to life, though, is that like in the 90s, everyone had the same VHSs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just like how now in the 2020s, every podcast has the same three hosts.
Sure. I'm the Muttville Massacre.
Why would
of the
you
pod.
Invite that meme to be sent to this account now? But he's in, when we initially see those VHSs, I'm like, oh yeah, it's the same collection and they got the sequel. But he's in the hotel.
But everyone had Men in Black, Titanic,
Toy Story,
Space Jam.
Yeah.
Four VHSs.
Yeah.
That existed. And so these are those of that one.
And you keep your favorites handy as well. Yeah.
And maybe one older one. This is the older one that they're like, oh, Dad likes it.
Yeah.
But we just watched the clip. We haven't put ourselves through the whole film of Home Alone 2. So we don't quite have the context for. Like he's just
I remember Home Alone 2.
He's just traveling around with these tapes, or is this like no, this is a nice hotel? This isn't going to be a one where they're like
so
they've got him for rent down at the.
Here's the explanation. He's got room service. He's maxing out a credit card that he's got in Home Alone 2. He ends up in a big hotel in New York.
Yep.
He's asked for his favorite desserts to be brought in. He says,
I had 2 scoops of ice cream. What am I driving? Give me 3.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would have asked room service, I reckon, for these tapes.
To bring up some tapes.
Mm. Yeah.
I think that makes sense
it would be the same tapes as at home.
But then he'd get the sequel if there is a sequel to one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, sure.
Yeah.
We would have thought it would be like an in-house movie situation.
No, 1992, but, yeah. They might have some tapes knocking around.
Maybe
a top...
it would, but he's doing rooms. He's like,
it's a top hotel.
I've got a big credit card here.
Go buy me these from the local whatever.
Blockbuster.
But Blockbuster was a rental place. Maybe they're rented.
Yeah, they could be rented.
Now, we've got way too in the weeds for this.
Irrelevant to us. Yeah. Because we are about to get into some very different weeds.
We are really going to be crawling through. Call us all Moses, because we are traveling through the reeds.
That's right. And if you don't remember the plot of Angels with Filthy Souls, the actual plot of the movie within the Hollywood Phonies universe.
Yep.
I do recommend re-listening to that episode if you haven't recently.
It's Ep 1. Go it's back and give yourself a refresher.
This is a direct sequel.
Yes. Yep.
So we are going to be working in what we came up with in that episode of this podcast.
And if you go...
also contextualizing it within the clip of Angels That Even Filthier Souls Than Missing Home Alone.
Because again, we have like one full scene here. And if you go back and listen to that first episode and refresh yourself now, you will have a better memory of that film than we do.
Yes.
Yeah.
There may be plot holes between the two movies.
But hey, that's a sequel made in the 30s. They probably tried. But so the broad strokes are the guy from...
strokes back in the day.
Well, they called them broads too, right?
But we're being polite.
The Sheila strokes were... Johnny Milk, the character we see in both clips, is a member of a mafia group. That mafia group is headed by AC, Alan Cream, as referenced in the first clip.
Where's AC?
He's in the bath. He's taking a bath. Johnny always likes him to be in the bath because when AC's in the bath, Johnny's in charge.
He delegates. Yep.
He's obviously angling to take control of the group.
Johnny Milk, this is.
Johnny Milk. But a little thorn in his side is Alan's son, Henry.
Heir apparent.
Yes. To the Cream fortune.
Which is made through drugs.
Yeah. They deal and smuggle marijuana, and they distribute it and hide it in air conditioning units.
Right.
A funny coincidence that the head of the group is named AC, and they use ACs.
Okay.
We certainly thought so.
I don't remember thinking so. That was a long time ago now.
The other character from the first clip that we see was Snakes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He was a friend of Henry's, and that's why Johnny kills him. Because Johnny doesn't like Henry. He knows he's angling for the top job, and he's picking off his mates where he can.
Yep.
Hank slash Henry
Cream. I
think
he maybe framed him for something, because he's like, he where's the this or whatever. Yeah. So there was some sort of shenanigans.
That's right. Maybe
there.
It wasn't. He hid the fact that he just murdered him.
Like that.
Henry's fallen in love with Jessica Strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a bit of a will they, won't they, because they end up together at the end.
Yeah.
But before the end, there's a climax where Henry fights, takes down Johnny Milk out in the woods.
Yeah.
Because they've all fled because of the reefer madness of all the weed catching on fire when people use their reverse cycle air conditioners.
The entire
to
city getting high at the same time, yeah.
So anyway, Henry delivers Johnny Milk to the cops. Cops throw him in jail. They let Alan Cream and Henry Cream go.
Because they're high.
Because they're high. And as far as we know it, Johnny Milk is in jail. The Creams are back to normal. And Henry and Jessica Strawberry are in love.
And then was it a post-credits stinger?
I don't think we did a post-credits stinger. We just said that Johnny Milk's 3 sons, Soy, Oat, and Almond, would be out for revenge.
Okay. Yep. So the Milks...
Very much a tossed-off comment at the end of the episode, but we said it.
Come back to haunt us.
Yeah.
So, okay. And then this clip, which I think we would have played at the start of this episode,
Sure.
Johnny Milk is back.
Yeah.
And he's not in prison. He's shooting people.
I think we were worried watching this clip that, you know, it was going to, there'd be something in it that would severely undermine our plot that we came up with for the first movie. But luckily, it's kind of just doing a bit of the same thing.
Yes.
It's our old pal Johnny Milk kind of taunting someone, lording over them.
Yep.
He's got information that They don't have, you know, he knows, he's in his back pocket. He's like, I'm off on this person. They are done. They are cactus.
They've been smooching around.
Smooching around town. She's listed as Dame in the script.
Dame Edna Everidge?
I think that's who it's meant to
a
be.
A young Dame Edna Everidge?
I think it's meant to be a young Dame Edna Everidge.
Okay.
And yeah, Johnny Milk. Now clearly out of prison and it's Christmas time.
He's back. Yes. Yep. They let him out for Christmas. Yeah. We're not monsters in here. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if we need to just get rid of him again for this second one, I'm happy to say that.
Yeah, he's on day release.
He's on day release.
Yeah,
a little Christmas
December
break.
December 25.
Yeah.
What did you do on your day off? You did what? Oh, this day release program is a really bad idea.
On Christmas, that's the only reason we let you out is because we assume that you wouldn't be evil on that day.
I'm sure she's been smooching around town because you're in prison.
Hey, I'm already in prison for murder. You can't do me twice.
Oh, he's double jeopardy. Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Okay.
All right, well, next year you'd better be nicer.
Yeah.
Well, is that what we assume? Do we want him? Does it serve the purposes for our plot here to have him out of prison for the entirety of the film? Or do we just...
He's the villain from the first one. I feel like we can have him incite the plot, but I'd prefer him to be back in jail.
It's more interesting that the sons are carrying out these deeds of getting revenge. So if he'll, you know, he's still looming large over the film. Mm-hmm. Like, his influence is still very much felt. Yes. Maybe this is, you got to give, because if you're going to lock up the villain from the first one, you still got to have something for the fans where they, he comes out on day release on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So now this...
Kills Dame Edna.
Yeah, this psycho, Johnny Milk... kills this woman for smooching around town.
Yeah.
Yep. He lists a bunch of people that she smooched around town with.
Okay.
What I'm thinking, right, what if this character, Dame Edna Everidge, is the mother of either Soy Almond or Oat? And that sets off a conflict within the brothers where, you know, he's upset that Johnny Milk's, that his dad has killed his mum very violently and for very much no reason. Not that there's ever a good reason, but, and not that there's a way to murder someone not violently.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about self-defense?
It would still be violent.
It's still violent.
Yeah, but that's a reason.
Yeah.
I think you should just let them kill you and be the bigger person.
Yeah.
I'm taking the high road.
Right up to heaven.
That's the real self-defense, because you're looking after your own mental state of not having to live with the burden of having ended a life.
Self-care is letting yourself be murdered.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
We could start a conflict within the brothers that leads to the creams coming back in or something, or an internal power struggle. We don't have to do that either.
I don't mind it. The way I picture, I don't know about you guys, but the way I picture Soy, Almond and Oat, I'm really thinking of them as like Huey, Dewey and Louie. You know, Donald's nephews. Right. Just like three of them that look the same, are kind of interchangeable. Mm. You know, not much. They like their personality kind of functions as one sort of like hive mind unit.
Sure.
There's not much differentiation between the three of them. Happy to have that not be the case, but
there's like a blue one, a red one and a yellow one. But in the black and white movie it doesn't really look any different.
Two of them look very similar.
You just cannot tell who's who.
Yeah, exactly. We've got little hats on, no pants.
Then the other option, because the thing is, Johnny Milk here, oh, this could be a flashback.
Yeah.
Because Johnny Milk looks about the same age. And if we're talking about the sons of Johnny Milk, Now that Hank Cream and Jessica Strawberry are together, maybe there's some children. This could be an intergenerational Godfather Part 3 style thing.
Okay.
Where
the
now
best one.
There's, it's the new generation taking the helm of the Creams and the Milks.
Yep.
So I don't know who you would have as the younger Creams, like Brill. And,
Whipped.
Yep.
And
Double. Thickened.
Yeah.
In? Like in cream? I want to do like a paper ring, you know?
Oh, yeah, right.
Blank? The band.
I'm trying to think of a song by the band,
White Room. My name's White Room by Cream.
Sunshine of Your Love.
So I'm Sunshine of Your Love.
Hyphen Cream.
Hyphen by. Hyphen the band.
.mp3.
Hyphen
Cream. Yeah.
Brackets. I got married.
Eric Clapton. Ginger Baker.
Well, because, we were saying before.
So that would be another option.
Yeah, because sequels at this era of filmmaking are very uncommon.
I'm willing to say do not exist in real
life. Is this the first sequel?
There's not that many of them.
I imagine that this could be the first sequel.
So they're figuring out the blueprint of sequels as they go along.
Yeah.
So maybe a bit of this they would be... That's like, oh, how do you do it?
Mm.
How do you do a thing with the same people? So maybe a lot of this is quite clunky. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, I think it should be, probably. Yeah.
A bit of a botched thing of like, because audience would be like, wait, so those people from the thing that we've seen already, we go see this new movie, but it's all those same people? And it's all stuff that's happening. What?
So what if
the train's coming at me?
With a reverse... Now,
hold on, why is he moving so fast? He's running really quick away
from... That ladder nearly hit his head. Whoa, does he even realise?
He's really high up and he's falling off of that clock.
So we do a reverse iris, an iris out, I suppose,
okay,
from the very end of the previous film.
Oh, right.
And it's Henry and Jessica going, gee... I guess that all worked out for the best. Johnny Milk's in jail. Your dad and you didn't go to jail. Well, now we're in love. And then maybe it goes 20 years later.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So there's a little recap.
But so it doesn't know that it can just start 20 years later because it's a sequel. It's like, well, we've got to start at the end of the last movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's the same
such
thing
a
that...
pointless little tag to have at the
yeah,
start.
Yeah. It's got to be clunky, right? That's clunky.
Yeah. It's so far, a lot of it is just the same thing that we're doing here today. It's like, well, people are idiots. We got to remind them of exactly what
happened.
Guess
sequels. This is maybe a bit later. I'm thinking like Narnia, Enid Blyton, stuff like that. That's when
books,
you're talking sequels. Books had sequels.
Yeah.
Well, because also let's keep in mind this is like...
But they were just
people...
called like Again rather than Two.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, true. Also, yeah, that is a weird naming convention for this being the first sequel.
And,
but anyway,
this
would be... Because this is the era where it's people can't just go and like rent the first one to catch themselves up.
Right.
You know, they've seen it, what, let's say 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Maybe even longer
at
the least. Yeah, so... They really, really would have to be hitting people over the head with the recap, I think.
Well, maybe they have three people at the start come in and recap the movie.
Oh, that's better.
Talking.
A traveling theatre troupe. They do it live.
The podcast of the day. Or all right, what if? So the scene we see, right, is towards the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it is a flashback because you're right, we've done the just... Iris back open.
Yep.
Continue for like 6 seconds.
Sure.
Yep.
And then go, now 20 years later.
Yeah.
Hank Green and Jessica Strawberry, was AC still alive by the
end
of...
I believe he was. Okay. Yeah, yes.
Well,
he's
dead now.
Of course.
Okay.
And Hank Green is the head of the family.
Love it.
How'd he die?
In
the tub?
Curdled.
Yeah. Well, he
he was curdled.
Yeah.
First degree curdle.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
A toaster fell in there.
Sure.
The bath.
He was free of the bath. Johnny put him in the bath, remember?
But he liked baths.
He didn't
himself,
dislike
did he?
Them, yeah.
Yeah.
Who
so
does?
Maybe he's been avoiding baths so long he dies of dryness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You can die. There was a guy who died because he kept using Lynx deodorant instead of showering.
Bathing.
Oh, and his
and
pores
it, like,
closed.
Coated
off.
His skin
oh my
too
God.
Much. And
That's
so,
a nightmare.
Also, you know, little dried tub of cream in the fridge. Got to chuck it out.
Yeah, no.
Yep. Yeah.
He dies and he's all crusty around the rim.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's like just little chunks.
I'm sure everyone who dies is crusty around the rim.
Chunks like icebergs of his blood floating at the top and it's kind of a watery layer underneath.
Yeah.
So
he's passed on.
He's gone. Hank Cream is at the top. Jessica Strawberry is the mother of the new generation of kids, younger, you know, sort of 20-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there's, I suppose, three of them as well to match up with the Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
The rule of three.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay.
You gotta have three kids if you're in the mob, Jessica.
Yep.
So, it's just the rules.
So we're doing Sunshine of Your Love, Whipped, and...
Brill.
Brill.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So,
Sunny for short.
Sunny!
Yeah.
Sunny, Whipped, and Brill.
This sounds like an improv troupe.
So they're on the, you know, the cream side.
Yep.
And there's still tension with the milk side.
Of course
from
there
the
is.
Past.
Yeah.
bubbling over to the point where it's going to start frothing up into a full war.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yep.
So you've got Soy, Armand, and Oat over the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, I love as a reference in the 30s. Like,
yeah.
Soy milk, we're all drinking it.
Yeah.
True.
And then you've got, what's a name? What's a first name of a girl that could go with Strawberry? Because the boys are named Milk or named Cream, and the girls are named Strawberry.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
This family in the thrones.
Right. Hills Forever.
Hills Forever.
Fields?
Fields Forever, Fields Forever, comma Strawberry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. Fields for Eva, and we call it Eva for short.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Eva, okay. Eva Strawberry, yeah.
Strawberry, Fields for Eva.
Freshly picked.
Yeah.
Shortcake.
Again, strawberry comes before the words most of the time. Yeah. That is true. Look, Fields Forever was a decent one.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. You all mocked it, but look at you, not able to come up with an alternative.
It's the format of coming before, but when she gets called out at school, big.
Okay, Monica.
Martha Strawberry.
Monica.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
we need three. I wish we didn't have to have three of everything.
And they're all references to things that don't exist yet as well. Because
All we're going to do with this is a Montagues and Capulets, right? We'll have her be in love with Soy.
Okay.
Right.
Eva, Monica, and...
What, are there three? Okay. So they've got six kids.
Yeah, like you've the Brady
Bunch. You've got to have three. And then one of them, after the second two boys... After the first two boys, there was a girl, so he's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Now we got to have six kids.
Yeah, this movie invented the rule of three.
Okay. So it's normal, funny. So it's that's the rule of three in jokes. So
it's like sun, girl, sun, girl, a girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sun, girl.
And so, and then their names would have to be like Sarah, Alyssa, and
Big
Fields
N.
for Eva.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So whatever their names are, maybe we have a Montague Capulet thing. Or there's a war bubbling over. This is at the start of the movie.
Yep.
There's going to be a fight because what's going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'll fight for the duration of this movie.
That's the main conflict.
Because either Armand or Soy or Oat believes that Hank Cream is responsible for his mother's death.
I think all three of them believe that, right?
Sure. But it's only the mother of one of them is what I'm kind of thinking. Because if all three turn, then you've got no conflict. If it's just one of them and he had sons by different mothers.
But the conflict is all three of the Milks against all three of the Creams.
But then one of the Milks is going to realize the Creams didn't do it.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Sure.
So
I think they start off all on the same page.
They are all on the same page starting off.
Yeah.
But one of the Milks is going to find out this backstory, this flashback, the first use of flashback in a sequel.
Yeah.
To see that his father killed his mother.
Yeah.
Yep.
But she can be everyone's mum.
Yeah.
He can just be the one who finds out.
But then if he finds out and everyone just knows, then they're like, oh, okay, we're all happy.
I think they don't believe.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah. I think it's cleaner to just have them.
Yeah.
I like Johnny Milk being a hypocrite for having a bunch of kids by different mothers, but...
Maybe that can be the twist at the very end.
At the very, very end.
You find out they actually all have different mothers.
Dame Edna wasn't the mother to any of you.
Yeah.
I got some news about Dame Edna that might surprise you.
She does turn out to be the mother of one, but because after we've wrapped up the whole conflict of this movie, the twist is that two of them are... They've got another mother who is still alive and out there.
Yeah.
And so now they're like, that's their whole thing.
Okay. So that's a direction we could go in with this one.
Yep.
Have some interfamily.
What we know, is that they're at war.
They've got to be at war.
Yep. They've got to be at war.
Milk and Cream are like Chalk and Cheese, which are the other two warring families in this four-family war.
Yeah, okay.
And so we've got Blackboard Chalk.
Yes.
We've got
yep.
The rock type known as Chalk.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got
Sarah.
Yeah.
from Scrubs.
Playing.
Nick and Morty.
Scrubs and Diane Roseanne.
And then we've got the Cheese family.
Yeah.
And that's just three people named Bree.
Three people named Bree?
Yeah, they've all got the same name.
Nah, come on. This is like the easiest one, and you're just wanting to bail out immediately?
All right. What are the cheese family's names?
Richard?
Sure.
Yep. Moon?
Ricky for sure.
Moon. And Bree.
Bree's there.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there's a big war here in whatever city it was set in.
Yeah, I don't remember. Philadelphia.
It might have been probably. Philly. Yeah, that's where the cheese family is from at the very least.
Yes, I think that we brought up Philadelphia and we decided it was a different city with the cheese family.
Okay, sure. So, right. Yeah. The cheese family from the last time.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got the milks, the creams, the chalks, and the cheeses.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's five families in New York when it was that. So maybe there's a fifth family who's like the most powerful family in the country, and there's tension between all of them because of these milks and these creams.
Yeah.
So at the start, they're going to be trying to figure it out, have a big meeting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Love that. Mm-hmm. Fifth family.
The meats.
Oh, okay.
You got gabagool.
Gabagool,
you got pastrami.
Yeah.
And you got deli.
It's funny that all their first names are Italian, but their last name is meat. But yeah.
It's meaterini or whatever.
Okay, sure.
They just call them the meats.
Sure, so you got gabagool, you got pastrami, and you've got prosciutto.
Yeah. Oh, wait, third one, the Fockers.
There's a lot of meats.
Yeah,
we might have more of them.
Yeah. Big Italian family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Swap is there. Yeah. Swap is one of the... Yeah. Yep. So we flash to 20 years later and meet these cream children.
Yes.
There's six of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've all got names. I'm sure we remember those.
Yeah.
And they're talking to each other. Like, they're sort of, you know, they're roughhousing.
Yep.
They're the oldest one, Sonny, is like the, again, heir apparent to cream family business.
Do we want to see him in a giant limo on the way there, right? And we sort of have a little panning shot around, Scorsese style.
You know what we could have is have all six kids in different limos, but have them be of sizes comparable to their relative level of power.
Yeah.
In the
family. Oh, wow. Yeah, I like that.
God, so we're really going for it in this movie. Again, like 1932.
The first one was a success. We got a big budget for
the big budget.
And yeah, our heads are just so big. We're like, we can do anything.
This is going to be like Gone with the Wind. This is a huge, epic film.
Right.
Yeah.
So we show them sort of, I think, just having a nice family time at first. They're sitting around a dinner table.
Yeah.
And they're all just eating bowls of cream, as is family
tradition. Yeah, of course. Of course.
And you get the thing that Sonny's kind of the older one. He's like, hey, I'm a little brash. And then you got Sunshine of Your Love is Sonny.
That is Sonny, yeah.
Yep.
And you got Whipped. Brill. Whipped is in the middle.
Okay.
Whipped is just like, hey, nah, I'm the middle cream. I'm
sure.
Sort of like, hey, Sonny, notice me, you know, that sort of thing.
Yep, yep.
And then you got Brill, quiet one, down the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's the youngest.
Just came back from the war.
Exactly.
Oh, before they all sit at the table, there's like a weird, like, six window thing, like, you know, in the kitchen or whatever, separating the kitchen from the living room, and they all pop their heads into one square.
Yeah. And
sure.
The maid does as well. Yeah. They're like, get the fuck out of here. They are not respectful.
You are not part of this family.
No. Yeah. Why you think you're one of the bunch?
Yeah.
The cream bunch.
Yeah, she's replaced with just a bit of paper that says the creams on it.
Yeah.
So they're having like a little dinner and sort of setting things up. Hank Cream's at the head of the table.
Yep.
Jessica Strawberry's there. The Strawberry Girls are down there as well. Discussing with each other, like, hey, what did you do this business? Hey, you see the baseball game? I guess Babe Ruth hit a homer.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you can't call him that anymore. Like, already it's the 30s.
Yeah.
Surely that's what we're calling him.
I don't know if we've started calling him that.
Yeah, I don't even know if we've acknowledged it.
Yeah.
Recently. What war did you even fight in? It's the 30s.
The Boer War. I don't like to talk about it. It's very boring.
It's not interesting. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
They're talking and, you know, all kind of blah, 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 blah noise, family.
That's a big rabble. Yeah, there's many of them.
Hey,
big
pass the cream. What do you mean, me or the cream? the cream. We're all eating cream.
I'm hungry for strawberry. Hey, what are you talking about? We're related.
Hey, not like that.
They're all just like awful skin, sweating from this all-cream diet.
They're pallid and disgusting.
They can barely walk. Like, it takes them forever to get anywhere.
It's repulsive.
But you know the rule. You got to eat the thing that is your name.
Yep. This is the cream household.
Yeah.
I've told you. You are what you eat, and you eat what you are.
Just be thankful, Dad. You ain't living in the shit's house down the road.
And then we see them for a little bit.
Yeah, just eating a lovely chicken dinner.
Beautiful. Yeah, matzo ball soup.
They're
yeah.
like, it's just a name. Yeah.
Well, that's a farm.
S-C-H-I-T-T.
Yeah, that's a farm where they yeah. raise chickens for it's yeah. supermarkets. Yeah. yeah, awesome. This is yeah. great.
And so then youngest cream, Brill. Mm-hmm. At some point, they're all kind of talking, and he spoils the mood a little bit because he's like, "Yeah, well, I guess we're gonna have to find the milks at some point, right?" I don't know why he brings milk up.
Yeah, well, they're going to go to this big meeting, right?
Someone knocks over a thing. They're going to go to the meeting, but they're having family time. Someone knocks something over, right? Mm-hmm. They spill some cream, and he says, "Hey, no use crying over spilt cream. Hey, aren't we going to have to fight the milk soon?"
Right, right.
Everyone's like,
hey, aren't we going to have to fight the milk soon?
We're going to have to.
I'm young Al Pacino. Yeah, that's kind of how I talked.
Hoo-ha.
This is before the Godfather.
Hoo-ha. He's still figuring
yeah.
it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Attica.
Yeah.
Attica. So, and then Sonny's like, hey, shut the fuck up. And Hank's, he's like, well, why do I have to shut up about this, actually? Why are we even... I know we've got all this tension with the milks and all the five families, the milks, the meats, the chalks and the cheeses mm-hmm. and us,
the creams.
We're all going to have to meet soon, but like, I don't get it because he's not quite in the family yet. He's been doing the war thing and someone's like, shut the fuck up. We ain't talk about it.
Shut up, Brill.
Shut up, Brill.
Fucking moron. Shut up and eat your cream.
What, you got a fucking rash? Get out of here. Yeah. And Hank's like,
you,
no.
What do you guys think of my hair?
Oh, that's what it's for. Yeah. I just knew Brill was a type of cream.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an early product.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So his hair is just fucking slick.
Slicked back like a motherfucker.
Yep.
No, you know what? Says Hank. We should talk about this.
We got to have a game plan.
Time I told you all the story of how the creams and the milks came to be at odds with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells the plot of the first movie.
So we've recapped it twice within the film, yeah.
And then at some point, the first movie just plays again.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
If this is what happened.
I guess he's a different actor because it's aged up, right? So,
true.
Again, the audience is like, this is the same guy but older and it's a sequel to this other
movie?
Oh,
that freaks people out. Yeah. People can't handle it.
So he's got to reestablish, I'm Hank Cream. I did this stuff.
But exactly. I'm 20 years older.
Remember?
Which is why I look different
yeah.
to how I did when I did those things.
Yes. And it was all because of the milks. Johnny Milk. Johnny Milk. Johnny he Milk. Was,
yeah.
And then it blah, 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 does that warpy thing just because the film's broken, but they thought it was a deliberate effect at the time.
That, there's no way of doing that effect. So it's like there has to be a note to the projectionist to like kind of grab the reel and just sort of start fucking with it a little bit. Around, yeah.
And we go over to the milks table.
Okay.
Very similar.
So this is not a flashback effect. This is a
it's
meanwhile.
Coming out of the flashback.
Right.
We've had the flashback place. Still current day in the film, the milk house.
And hey, you know what? The milk's house maybe ain't so different. Mm. Maybe the milks and the creams have more in common than they think.
There's not girl milks though, is there?
There's their Uncle Harvey. He's not a girl. Yeah. But they've got some other family members.
Yeah.
They got
chocolate.
Yep, they've got chocolate there.
Yeah,
that's that could be one of the girls. But there's
I think it has to be canon that they're smarter, right? The milk family are smarter.
Are they?
Because cream thicker than milk.
Oh yes.
So they're a bit dumb. Okay. Yes. They're a bit dopey.
But
and this is
creams,
from an era where you can just have people in a film being like, and no one's gonna. Not only will people not care, they'll celebrate it.
I think the cream sounded pretty dopey.
Yeah,
lovably.
The milks. Yeah.
I was in the war. What war? Oh.
The milks are smarter, but they've got a shorter temper because they've got a tendency to go off quicker.
Yes.
Oh yes.
So they're sitting
That's
around.
That's why they're bad guys. They're rotten. Some of them are rotten at least. Mm.
They've gone off.
Yeah.
At people. So they're sitting around all drinking milk, being like, I'm so hungry.
I wish that you'd had some daughters who had a food-based name.
And maybe this will come into...
I think this gets poisonous if you drink too much. Yeah. Like, I think you're not meant to.
Well, this will come into play later on. Great bones.
Oh.
Yeah.
The sturdiest bones you could ever hope for.
I guess
borderline invincible.
If they're drinking dairy milk. Not if they're drinking nut milk. There's not a lot of calcium in nut milk.
Yeah.
So that doesn't exist yet.
So they Does are all just drinking dairy milk. No, yeah. you're right, yeah.
And their Uncle Harvey is sitting in place of Johnny Milk.
Yeah.
And he's eating, like, placards and protest signs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's telling them the same story, basically. Being like, this is why Johnny Milk ain't here.
Yeah.
Your dad's been in prison.
Those awful creams. They betrayed him and flipped on him and chucked him in jail. Just... for no reason at all.
Yeah, because he was doing a job for the boss, because he was doing a good job, they got scared of him a bit.
I don't want to complicate this by adding too many more families, okay. But I think that the Milks should probably... there's two households worth of them that are next to each other.
Mm.
And then next to that, so you've got Milk, and then the house next to them is the Lemonade family.
What's around the corner?
Oh, brother.
Dum, 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 fudge going down.
Yeah, and their side story is a separate film that's playing in the adult theatre down the road.
Yeah, great. Okay, great.
Yeah, in the left house, you've got the regulars, and then in the right house, you've got a very thin Milk family called the Skims.
Yep.
Yes.
So
again, probably not a thing yet, but sure.
No. That's true, yeah.
It's like they're hyphenated. Right?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
The Skim Milks.
Yeah.
This is the inspiration for it. This movie inspires the invention of skim milk and soy milk.
It's foundational.
The
cinema.
Band Cream.
It is.
Yeah. The flashback effect because they accidentally knocked it. Double explanations.
Yeah. It's like the Velvet Underground. This movie isn't successful when it comes out, but like everyone who saw it started their own brand of milk.
Yeah.
Little baby Kevin Feige was sitting there going like, wow, two of the same thing? That's awesome. So they're having the same conversation, but, you know, framed as though Johnny Milk was the victim here.
As though Johnny Milk was framed.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So they're all like, let's get the fucking creams. We hate them.
Yep.
We're the Milks. Take us to, somehow, some sort of way of taking us to... the big meeting. The five families are all meeting. This war has to end because it's been gone.
Oat goes, oh, hey, guys, remember we're going to that big meeting? And Soy goes...
opens his mouth.
He does a big soy face.
Oh my god. What's a soy face?
The thing, how would you describe it? Like the big internet... like a
YouTube thumbnail of
YouTube
like,
thumbnail, like oh, guy being really right. excited about a new Star Wars trailer kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah. All right. Well, that guy's always reacting.
Yeah.
Sawyer's always. Yeah. So now we have the limousine thing.
Yes.
Showing the rank of everybody. The head of the meat family, Choice. Is
Don?
Yeah,
the Don.
The Don.
He
Don is good.
Yeah,
shows up in a limousine that is like 8 minutes worth of footage of this limousine driving past. But at the time, everyone's like, "Oh my god, that's cinema, dude!"
Yeah,
they've showed something by representing it on screen with a different
thing. A metaphor sort of
metaphor kind of driving past
symbol.
Yeah. And so
people need therapy after this movie. Like, there's too much going on for the human mind in the 1930s to comprehend.
The Don arrives and yells to his driver, "Hey!" down the long thing. "Please come and let me out." The driver walks for like 11 minutes.
Great.
Opens it up. They go in and all the families are sitting around. There's tension. They're sitting in different sort of corners of the room in a pentagon shape.
You could cut it with a butter knife.
You could, but if you brought one in there, the butters are going to get furious at you.
Yeah.
They're a smaller family. They're doing security.
But yeah.
Impartial.
They make weapons.
Yeah. They kind of know the milks, kind of know the creams.
Yeah.
They go well with the meats. They're doing okay.
Yep.
But they're not.
They hate the chalks.
Don't like the chalks. No one's really into the chalks. They're little snivelly they're little guys.
Every time they talk, it's like,
Yeah, they're like, look, we have to draw a line somewhere. And they're like, oh, that's what you always say. Come on, can we just go back to the drawing board? Shut the fuck up, chalks. We're not going
to
do all
we
your...
We like to keep things fluid or meaty.
Yeah, let's just feel this out, get in there with our hands and really do this organically.
Yeah.
And they're all talking and like, listen, there's been tension. There's been deaths on all sides already.
Mm-hmm.
None of the main characters have died, but they list a few people who've been killed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is the people that the dame had been smooching.
Okay.
Snuffy, Al, Leo, Little Mo with the gimpy leg, Cheeks, Bony Bob, he was a milk, Cliff, he was a chocolate.
When he says Bony Bob in the actual clip, I could have sworn he said Bon Iver. don't mind that.
Wow.
Smooching Bon Iver.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people who've died in this war. Can't it all end? And the milks are like, it'll end when the creams end it, when they make up for what they did. And the creams are like, it'll end when the milks end it, when they make up for what they did.
Yep.
And the cheeses are like, yeah, and we're, you know, we're here.
Not much of a horse in this race, but. Yeah.
I mean,
you know.
We hate the Chalks. Hey. Yeah.
We don't go well with them.
We don't go together with them.
No, and we got a lot of bite to us sometimes, so we can cause a real stink here.
And the older members of the cheese family are really rich.
Yeah, 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 they
yeah,
are.
Right?
Just like old crusty, like there's one old guy in a wheelchair, and he's got like, you can see his blue veins through his cheeks.
Yeah, he stinks.
Yeah.
he reeks.
Well,
it's hard for the milks or the creams to kind of get anyone on their side, because the Chalk and Cheese, they're both of those families are like, whatever the other family are into, we're opposing it. But neither of them wants to be the one to put their position down first.
Great, yeah. Great.
So it's impossible to get any kind of like majority going on at this table, at this meeting.
Right. The meats are getting frustrated. They're like, look, we need to sort this out.
Yeah, yeah. This is bad for business. We want everyone to get along together, you know? The cheeses get along with the meats, the creams with the meats, the milks with the meats.
Yeah.
That's fine. But when two of you start fighting, or three of you, or four of you, the meats suffer.
Exactly. My young boy, Jerky, one of you assaulted him, which made him taste pretty good.
He was doing prank calls while he was in the hospital.
Yeah.
Him and his mates.
He could be a bit of a jerk, sure. That's why they call him. I think I said his name was Jerky, but he is a jerk. His name's Salami. It's not going well.
No.
No.
And
chaos
it ends
in this meeting.
Heated.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the milks don't like that.
They start
too
bubbling
much.
Over.
The creams don't like that. The meats are starting to sweat.
Yep.
The meats don't mind it.
Yeah.
They're the big one.
Well, they can handle it, right?
Yeah. They're tough. They're a tough family. They've been around forever. They've seen it all.
Yeah.
The Chalks stop reacting.
They don't really give a shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They've gone home.
Yeah.
The cheeses aren't doing well under the pressure. They're absolutely melting.
Yeah.
So it becomes clear at the end of this meeting, this is going to be a full-on war.
Yeah. It's going to taste amazing.
There's a whole platter of...
I love getting some meat, putting some cheese on it, that melting, and then just pouring some cream and milk over the top. And then garnishing it with a little chalk dust. Yummy. <Yes. laughs>
So
Don's like, I don't think I can stomach this combination.
And one guy in the corner is like, you ever noticed how weird our names are?
Do we have, because I liked when you said before, Don is good.
Yes.
Has he got like a kind of a little mini me sidekick, Don Smallgoods?
Yes, he does.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Your Honor. I withdraw my question.
One of the meats is like, why can't we all just get along? And they're like, shut up, Hungarian salami.
Yep, yep.
Why can't we all just get along? Mild Danish. Okay, sorry.
New people are just entering the room every minute to have a bit of dialogue.
Every time the writer's clearly just thought of another one.
A little German boy comes in. Oh, that brat, he's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah.
Similar things to that keep happening, you know.
But it's full on war.
Yep.
There's going to be a battle between these people. Mm-hmm. However, here at this meeting, you know, all the families have met. Some of the strawberries have come along.
Hello.
The sisters. And... what is, I guess, do we want oat or almond? Because not soy, now that I hate him because he's a YouTube thumbnail guy.
Sure. Yep.
Should oat or almond fall in love with Fields Forever?
Almond, right? Almond's a good strong name. Yeah. Al?
Al. Al and Eva.
Yes.
Al Eva, as their like combined name.
Yeah.
And then he says, never. I'll never leave. But he spies her.
Yep. Yep.
I imagine all the strawberry girls wearing red polka dot dresses, by the way.
Yeah, when they come into the meeting, is it like, which Harry Potter film is it where it's like that house and it's like the girls all kind of walk in and they're like, nah, and everyone's melting and just infatuated with them.
Yeah, that's the first Harry Potter movie when the 12...
Oh, no.
But yeah, I guess I'm picturing them all as strawberry shortcake.
Right. That makes sense.
Totally.
And they've kind of been looking at each other during this meeting, Al and Eva. They've been making eyes.
Yep.
And everyone's kind of filtering out.
Ice cream.
They're all like, there's a lot of guards standing around with Tommy guns and shit.
Of course.
And, you know, they don't want things to heat up and go crazy.
Well, you got to respect the sanctity of the meeting.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So it's, they're going to get angry, but it's neutral ground. Yeah,
we're not going to do it right here,
yep.
But shit's going to happen, and they're all kind of filtering out. And Eva and Al,
yep,
they have a little. They walk past each other, and Eva says,
She's carrying a big pile of school books, and he bumps into her, and they fall everywhere.
Yeah, she's like, good, that was one of my school books anyway.
Yeah, I'm holding them.
I was just holding them for someone else.
Yeah, and they accidentally touch hands and stand up and start having chat.
If it can be some sort of thing where, like, he bumps into her, she knocks all the school books over, they pick them all up, and then they're like, sorry. But he's got them this time. And he's like, oh, no, I've got her school books. And they both turn around and realize. And then she knocks the school books everywhere.
Yep.
She picks them up for him. I don't know. Something happens. And they start talking.
Yep.
What, maybe they do the first bit where they knocked all over and then he picks them up. And then some real ugly old bloke bumps into him.
A bunch of people keep bumping into each other but with school books.
Yeah, they hand him off and then the old guy bumps into like the dog and the dog has to pick him up. That happens in the background.
One guy's studying and all his books are like how not to drop books and everything. He's like, oh no, I should have studied harder.
Yeah,
like,
it's just, that's a
joke from Chimp Cop.
Yeah, it is too.
We've so run out of steam for like naming people or having, you're just at the point where like just some ugly old bloke comes in. It's like 10 minutes ago we'd have been like, his name's
Hardcover.
Twiggy Stick.
He's from the book family. But so they meet and she's like, oh, that was pretty crazy in there, wasn't it? I don't know why our families can't just get along. And he's like, I know. I kind of think the same thing.
Yeah. Milk and strawberries.
You're one of those, one of them cream girls, aren't you? She's like, yeah. I guess I'm a little creamy. He's like, what? She's like, oh.
What a weird thing to say.
After meeting you, I'm feeling very creamy.
I'm young. I'm like, what? I'm fucking this up. Anyway, what about you? He's like, yeah, I guess I'm a little milky. And but you can tell that they like each other and they're kind of laughing. They're like,
sure. And then he goes, I just threw up in my mouth a bit. And this is the first recorded usage of that in cinema.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey. Yeah. You got this. He's like,
yeah, we have all of them in here.
Yeah.
This invents it.
She introduces herself and he goes, in English, please.
They walk away and his heart's like fluttering. He's like, oh, so that just happened. But so they just have a brief little meeting. Maybe they don't talk too specifically, but they acknowledge each other and they're flirty.
Yes.
Right? They clearly there's some little spark there between the milk. Between almond milk and
Fields Forever Strawberry.
So hard to keep track of. So the war is on.
Yeah.
Now.
Yep.
Everyone's making plans. Maybe we cut between each of the five families.
Sure.
All making their war plans.
Suiting up, getting their guns.
Exactly.
Yep.
There's big like logs of salami that they're bashing together in the meat house, like batons.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Them. Just wiping people out with a big kielbasa.
Yeah. All right.
They're getting ready for battle on the streets of whatever fucking city this is.
Yeah.
Because they know some shit's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's mainly because these milks and these creams can't get over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The air conditioner incident.
Yep.
So what we need to have happen from there is one of the milks to have a reason.
To flashback?
To want to solve it differently, right? Because either we just have a war and that's just the war. But there needs to be a little wrinkle here, right?
Well, we've got the milk and the strawberry.
Yeah.
Right? So that's one cross-pollination already.
Yeah.
That's our Romeo and Juliet.
Right.
And maybe they just they're getting ready for war. There's a big fight somewhere. I
guess essentially, we're saying that Armand and Eva are our new Henry and Jessica, right?
Yes.
Armand is going to be the main character now.
And so what's going to happen between them is they'll meet up at some point and swap versions of this story and realize, hold on, the truth has got to be somewhere in the middle because we both heard this crazy shit from Harvey Milk and from Hank Cream. So what's the real shit?
Yeah.
They've got to figure it. So I don't know if they would just go and meet. They've just been flirty at this point.
They've been flirty. Maybe it's something like one of them has to go to the other family to deliver something, to be like, hey, we have to inform them that...
Like a subpoena.
A declaration of war kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, or they want them to like plant like a bug or something like that, or to spy on the family to work out what they might be using in this fight.
Yep.
Something along those lines. And then while he's in there, he sort of bumps into her and they get their second sort of rendezvous kind of thing.
It could be like a fight that's going to happen, have some action taking place.
Okay.
And it's like the milks and the creams.
Oh, and they two of them like huddling behind the bar in safety and they get a bit of rapport going.
Or Almond Milk is like makes them stop firing because he sees fucking Eva.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that, maybe.
Yeah,
or,
yeah, okay, okay.
They need to meet in private at some point.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Mm, mm.
Where would...
I like him going in to declare war. Not a thing that would happen.
No.
But he's like...
Because they've already done it at that meeting, too.
Oh, it'd be a shame if we all of a sudden had something in here that wouldn't happen.
All right, well, so now it's the customary...
Yeah.
Every one person from each family has to go around and door knock.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he accidentally knocks on the fudge factory. And they're like, you got the wrong place, buddy. But if you want a good time, come on in.
Come out to the warehouse.
Yeah.
Whoops, I didn't mean to knock on this door. Whoops. Whoops.
It's just so close to the other door.
Nah, whoops.
It was an accident.
Whoopsie. Didn't want to come in here anyway.
Yes.
So he's the envoy for the milk family.
Yep.
Sonny's doing it for the creams, of course.
Yep.
Because, you know, he's
going to get shot to pieces.
He probably will.
So we'll do all the door knocks and then on the way home, Sonny's going to get shot.
And it shows all combinations.
Of course.
It shows every one of them going to every other hand.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I was because it could just be Al like confides in one of his brothers. Like maybe they're close and he's like, I had a little moment with one of them strawberry girls.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. Would this be... I don't know. Is this war just seems so stupid. Like, I just kind of want to go see her. And...
You stop right there, Al.
Mm.
We ain't never mixing with those creams.
Yeah.
If you go near her, fuck you.
No, but he sees this as an opportunity. He's like, why don't you go and, you know, get close to her and get some intel.
Sure.
So he doesn't really want to do it. But that's like the only way he can like have an excuse to go and see her.
Soy puts him up to it.
Maybe Soy finds out later on that they've been seeing each other and then he starts doing this and that creates a conflict for them later.
Right.
So they see each other. He knocks and he's like, hey, I've got this letter. You've got to give it to your dad. And you know what? He quickly writes down another one. This letter's for you.
Whoa.
And then he leaves. And she opens the letter and it says, I've declared war. And she's like, why would he give this to me?
Hold on, we were getting along.
Let me open the other one. He's like, oh, meet me midnight at the fridge. The fridge is a club they all go to.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've declared war. And then he opens the second letter and it says, on your pussy.
On that pussy.
She's like, wow, this is That's forward for the 30s.
Wait, so which one's for dad?
And Hank Cream gets on this pussy as the letter and he's like, this means war. What an insult.
Yes.
Lewd.
We show them all going around and then, they meet up.
Yep.
Yeah, at the fridge.
At the fridge.
Yeah.
Popular nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking to each other over some, 30s big band. Sorry, guys. The band will be here soon. But until then, I am doing my best to emulate the whole band.
Doing crowd work.
And so it invents scat, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think scat might have been invented by the 30s.
Well, at the fudge factory. So they are talking to each other and being like, look, we shouldn't be doing this. Our families. And he's like, I know, but I saw you and I felt something. And she's like, you know what? I felt it, too. My blood curdled, whatever. And he's like,
that's the opposite.
Isn't that a scary thing?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, we're thick cream idiots. We don't know what's up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They're dumb. And they're talking, and eventually they get to this story of like, why can't our families get along? And they share the story, realizes there's differences between the two versions.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
And then they're like, look, now that we think that we've figured out that maybe, you know, maybe we can work this out together as a family, maybe we just go to our families, get them together, and we can resolve this. Cut to Sonny on his way home.
Right.
He's like, ah. What a big day of telling people we're declaring war.
Yeah. Boy, the meats live a long way away.
Yeah. And then I guess a salami truck pulls up next to him and he's like, salami truck.
Well, it should be the creams, right? The other two cream boys.
No.
I mean the milks.
Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah. So it's a milk truck.
Yeah, a milk truck.
Milk truck arrive.
Like, oh, I hate milk trucks, and they're throwing milk bottles at him.
Yeah,
and he keeps smashing. He's like, "Oh no, yuck!"
Yeah, and then they jump out of the back with Tommy guns and shoot the shit.
Yeah, the guy driving the milk truck is just exhausted from going around fucking everyone's wife while they're
yeah, sitting next to him, a woman with huge tits. She's like, "Milk wagon." But yeah, so they do the Godfather thing of shooting Sonny to death.
Yeah.
Oh no, the war can't be reversed at this point.
Yeah.
You know, Al.
Oh,
and,
that's going to take
Eva.
So many letters to reverse the war.
Yeah. Because
he doesn't. He doesn't know, and so Soy. Al doesn't know.
Yeah.
Al gets home and he sees Soy and he sees Oat. And they're like high fiving.
Yeah, yeah.
They're laughing. They're like, "Did you see him? He was like, bah, 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 bah." When we shot Sonny, he was like this. Bah, 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 bah. He got shot by our Tommy guns and the blood came out of him and we murdered him. And he was like, bah, 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 bah. And Al comes up to him. He's like, "What are you guys talking about?" They're like, "Well, we killed Sonny. You are hurt most of that, right?
We killed the oldest Cream brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're ahead in the war.
What
we're
a great day.
This war." Yeah.
Is disappointed. He's upset.
Mm.
And later on, he tells Soy,
mm-hmm.
"Look, I wish you hadn't done that yet, or you had told me, because I just met up with Fields for Eva." Mm. He's like, "With who?"
What?
His reaction is huge.
Yeah.
He's got, his face goes big, and he has a large reaction to it. You'll never believe what her name is. I paid $1 million to get her name,
mm-hmm.
and this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And
people in the audience are like, "Finally, someone's saying it."
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God.
It's such a weird fucking
name. I was going crazy.
Yeah.
So it's like, "I'm mad at you. You went against the family."
The name Soy, though, I'm totally fine with.
you went against the family. You did this thing. It's a betrayal, but you can make up for it. Mm. We can use this. I love that idea. He's like, "You need to start getting information off of Fields for Eva." Meanwhile, Fields for Eva, she's walking home. She's skipping. She's happy. She's had a lovely time with Al.
Heading back to the Brady Bunch house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And birds are kind of tweeting and looking at her and the scene, that kind of stuff.
It's the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Owls are tweeting at her.
Yeah. A huge owl lands on her finger.
Like she's like, "Ow, ow, the claws are digging in."
And she gets home and everyone's crying.
Yeah.
And they're like, "There's been a Cream family tragedy today."
Yeah.
Sunshine of your love.
He's expired.
He's done. He's old news.
And I think we used this in the other episode, but they're all like, "Put us on nachos because now we are sour creams."
Okay.
Sure.
It's a callback.
It's a catchphrase between the movies now.
Yeah.
They're like, "The war is on," and she's like, "Oh, no. But I've fallen in love with one." And maybe she goes and tells one of the other sisters, or keeps it to herself. Maybe she tells her dad, Hank Cream.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What are the other sisters called?
Strawberry.
No, the first names.
The Creams or the Strawberries?
The Strawberries.
The girls.
Okay.
Who had the surname Strawberry because they were girls in the 30s.
Yeah,
we had Fields for Eva.
Yeah. And like Punnett of, I don't remember. But maybe she talks to Hank Cream.
Yeah.
Because he could go like, "Oh, I was worried this would happen one day. The Creams and the Milks, they used to be like chalk and cheese fighting with each other. But they used to go together like two things that we love back in the 30s.
Mm.
Meat and cheese. The meat and cheese family are just...
They're
all together.
Yeah.
Like biscuits and gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Two families on the West Coast who really get along.
Yeah. Mm.
And so he's like, "Look, I've been telling you this story about how everything went wrong, but that's not their father's fault. These boys, I mean, it is their father's fault. He's getting old.
Yeah.
These boys, it's not their fault. So if you love Armand..." She's like, "It's been one day, Dad." I know it's the 30s, but I don't know if I fucking love him yet.
He's like, "No, it's West Side Story. You're in love.
You're in love all of a sudden. You want to be in America."
Yeah.
And maybe it's something that could happen. Maybe it would bring a peace to this cursed war.
Mm-hmm.
They killed my boy and we need to end this somehow. So if you can do it through nonviolent means, hey, go for your life.
That's just creamy.
Yeah.
Yep.
That'd be the cream. But, you know, Hank would love a nonviolent resolution because his son has died.
Yep.
Sonny's dead. His son died. Sonny D. And he goes, ooh, that gives me an idea I should tell the Juice family about. And then...
I don't think they're a big fan of the Juice in the 30s.
Is the end of this movie like we kind of like pan up like how Men in Black, it's all, the whole universe is in a marble.
Mm.
And we pan up and it's like, this is all very tiny and just happening in a supermarket. Yeah. It kind of feels like what the end of this is going to be.
Yeah.
So he's like, look, I don't want to get in the way of love. Me and Jessica, we had a hard time probably in the first movie. Don't really remember what happened there.
Well, we were dealing with, you know, being under attack from Johnny Milk and, you know, there's a lot of shit going on.
Love can bloom on the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, if you want to do it, please be safe. I don't want to lose another child, but I give you my blessing.
Yeah.
And so she goes over.
Be safe. Use a condom.
She's like, a what? And he's like, go to the meat family and they'll give you this wrapping that they use for their meat. It's the 30s, so I think that's kind of what we've got right now.
It's not the 1530s.
We don't have latex condoms in the
30s. They got rubber, yeah. They got rubber from like the 1800s.
Okay. I guess I'm not up to date on my condom history.
Gotta go to the condom museum.
You mean my wallet? So
the crook guy in the 30s being like, oh, I can't put one on because I haven't been invented yet. No, they have. Like, how do you think I know they exist?
No.
Actually, no.
So that she goes over to see Armand now.
She climbs through his window, right? Yeah. Like, she's not going in the front door.
Yeah. She's going through there. She's throwing bottle caps up at his window to wake him up. He's like, oh, you touched milk stuff. And she's like, yeah, I'm starting to wrap my head around not being a cream anymore. Part milk. And he's conflicted. He knows he's been told by his brother Soy to get information off of her.
Right.
So they're sitting there and she's telling him what happened and the versions of the stories don't match. And she's like, what if we went and saw Johnny Milk in prison?
Hello.
Okay.
What if we went and talked to him and got him to straighten this out?
Mm-hmm.
Because if Johnny Milk comes clean, if that milk manages to come clean.
Yep.
If we can get to the bottom of that milk.
Yes.
Then this whole thing can be avoided where there doesn't need to be any more bloodshed.
Right. Yep.
And he is like, well, yeah, okay, we could do that. So how did they react to Sonny's death? What are their plans?
Mm.
Maybe to avoid more bloodshed. We could, and he's kind of doing this begrudgingly, but he's afraid of Soy.
Yep.
Yeah. Well.
Yep.
I don't know why, but yeah.
Because Soy's like a little cunt. He's always got his face open wide, and he's like a psycho.
The what about Oat?
Oat's also just like the other one. But he's on Soy's side. They're both like psycho brothers, I reckon.
Yeah,
they're the milk who can go off quick.
Oat's really dumb, and there's a suspicion that because of how dumb he is, he must be secretly fathered by a cream.
Okay. Nut family, maybe.
Yeah.
I guess. So, they're all, well, what, Soy is a bean?
It's a bean, yeah. He is very clumsy, and he loves his teddy. So,
you guys see the new Rowan Atkinson trailer?
No.
Man versus Bee? Oh, we'll talk about it on a different podcast.
All right. So, they, I think, should go off and see Johnny Milk.
Yeah.
Right? 20 years older.
Yep.
They get to the institution and Armand's like, look, you go by yourself, you know? Like, he might be more amenable to
a
woman.
He's been institutionalized.
Yeah, he's been and she goes down. She passes a guy on the left who's, like, throwing his cum around.
Yeah.
That's another guy. And then she gets...
from the cum family.
Yeah.
And he's
gets
like,
to Johnny Milk's very high security cell.
I see. Yes.
I ate a family of beans. Side of a family of beans and a nice family of wines.
And a nice bottle of milk. Yeah.
And then Armand comes down. He's like, I changed my mind. I came in. I should probably be here too.
Yeah.
Hi, Dad.
Yeah. It's kind of creepy to just send you down by yourself.
But it did get us that one sort of scene that was a lot like a movie they'll make 60 years from now.
Well, that's a spin-off.
Silence of the Lambs is based in
It's set in the same prison. It's like,
Well, the Lambs are a sub-family of the Meats. They're cousins.
Oh, right. And the head of the family, Sam Kekovich.
That's why. That's why Hannibal is a cannibal, because he's like, I'm from the cannibal family.
Yeah.
Yes. We are what we eat, and I'm a person. We are what we eat. Like, it's a thing. I'm old-fashioned. It's
makes
a 30s
sense.
Thing.
It makes sense.
So they're talking to Johnny Milk. Mm-hmm. He's like, I've told you the story. I've told you the story plenty of times, kid. That's all I'm going to tell you. And then Fields for Eva is grilling him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what am I, a meat over here? She's like, no, you're the milk.
You're getting senile in your old age, Johnny.
Telling him all these inconsistencies, and finally he's like, yeah, okay. He's got it right. I tried to take power. And so what? There's a war happening right now, isn't there? That's what you said yourselves.
Yeah.
It's all about power. None of this is about anything but power. And they're like, what if it's about love? And she's like, again, I'm not in love with you yet.
Coming
this
on
is
so strong.
This is our second date and we're in a prison.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know if I'm in love. But
and Johnny's like, yeah, I killed snakes. I've killed before, and I'll kill again.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Like, who did you? Who
have
you killed
else
before?
Have you killed before? And
but maybe this is for the end, right? We see. Or is maybe the flashback the very end of the movie.
Well, maybe this is when that flashback happens.
That's
maybe
what I'm
this
thinking,
is when
yeah.
he sort of spills the beans, the and they're beans. Like, "Have you seen that new bean?"
Which, in which case, Kevin McAllister is picking a weird time to be eating his ice cream. It's like the last 3 minutes of the movie.
Well,
he's watching
first.
It. Three-course meal for the rest of the film.
Yeah, dinner and then
a little
dessert.
Ice cream over the credits.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe he lays it all out somehow. There's a grilling interrogation thing.
Yeah.
Fields for Eva Strawberry is really getting him here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like, you've got to tell me there's people dying. And he's like, I don't care if people died. I've killed people. Mm. I've killed people before. I killed your mother. And he's like, oh. And that's the first
all
time
three
that's
stooges.
It's the first time it's ever been done. It's not comedic yet.
Oh, okay.
So all of the comedic they were parodies.
They're spoofs,
right. Of Angels with Even Filthy
Then
Souls.
His jaw drops to the ground and his tongue rolls out.
Yeah. His eyes go yeah. Which is just a normal horn noise.
But
back
seriously,
then.
Yes. It's for real.
Yeah.
This all really happens.
This
yeah.
is him
yeah.
being shocked. Because he saw his brother too, so a big reaction is normal.
Yeah. It's in the family,
Almond Milk is like, what are you talking about? And he's like, you think she died because maybe they've been told forever that the creams killed their mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was the creams. It was Hank Cream, that cold-hearted bastard.
Yeah.
If he can have two sets of three kids,
yep.
then he's a fuckhead. He's just poisoning them with all these lies.
He's a motherfucker. Yeah.
He's a motherfucker.
He must have fucked her at least six times.
Fucked up your mother too.
Yeah.
He killed her. We have the flashback.
Yeah.
So she's been smooching over town. He jealously kills her at Christmas.
Yeah.
At the end of that flashback, we don't see this in Home Alone, but you pan down to three young boys at the bottom of the Christmas tree.
Yeah, yeah.
And in their memory.
At the bottom of the Christmas tree?
But they're all, they're at home under the Christmas tree.
They were there. They were shaking the boxes of presents to try and work out what they were.
And he gathers them up and he's like, listen, one of the creams, Hank Cream, just killed your mother.
Yeah.
You
couldn't see
cream.
Who it was, right? They had their back to you. You didn't. It's not. You don't think it's me, do you?
You also had your ears blocked, so you couldn't hear what sounded like my voice.
Listen, we're the Milk family, right? And what just happened went past your eyes, right?
Ooh.
They're like, what does that mean? And he's like, it's
a bit of a stretch.
Yeah,
honestly,
don't worry. It past your eyes, I guess it just went. Over your head.
You didn't
is what
see
it's meant
it.
To
yeah,
sound like.
Yeah.
Anyway, Hank Cream killed your mother, and so you should always hate the creams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's why there's so much tension between the creams and the milks.
Well, also the creams end up putting Johnny Milk in jail.
That's true.
Yeah.
But little do they know that he deserved it. Because he also killed their fucking mother.
Yep. Yeah.
And for no reason.
Mama Cream.
Because she'd been smooching over town.
No, Mama Milk.
Mama Milk.
Mama
yeah,
milk.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't like that name being Mama Milk.
Mama Milk.
Mama Milk.
How about Mummy Milk?
That's better.
Yeah, that is way less weird.
Yeah.
Mummy Milk.
So he lets it spill. He spills the milk.
Yep.
And
Alan starts crying.
Yeah, and he's
Almond.
Alan
sorry.
Almond. And he's upset and he's like, you monster. He's like, yeah, I'm a monster, but what are you going to do about it? What I wanted was power, and we're going to have it soon because now my boys hate the creams and they're going to take over from the creams. They're going to take this whole city.
Yep.
They hate the meats. I told them the meats killed their dog. That was me. Mm. They hate the cheeses. I told them the cheeses broke their PlayStation.
Yeah.
That was me. And the chalks, I kind of ignored the chalks because they're not a major player in this, really. So I didn't create a backstory for them. He's like, this is because there's a war being, they're going to have the final confrontation. Sonny was killed.
Yeah.
There's the two other boys, they're going to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And Almond and Fields for Eva need to get there and tell them the truth.
Yep.
Because secretly, underneath Armin's shirt.
Yes.
He had it to record Fields for Reva for Soy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he had an enormous vinyl tape recorder system.
I guess, yeah.
Underneath his shirt. And while he's walking around in this
like a
scene.
Like a reverse gramophone.
Like a gramophone that scratches it in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's huge.
He's dressed like David Byrne in Stop Making Sense.
Yes, exactly.
Kind of conceal the fact that there's...
Again.
That's how they recorded that concert. He's like David Byrne just had all the equipment under that big suit.
This movie is very influential. We've said it before.
He's clanking around. There's a huge gramophone pipe coming up out of his shirt collar.
Yeah, right.
Where all of the voice was going into, but
he's
like,
just saying like, hey, I'm a bit hard of hearing, I got this hearing aid, because that's what they used to be.
Yeah.
What is that, a portable gramophone? He's like, yes, okay.
Yep.
But he's had this huge 1930s recording device under his shirt.
Yes.
So they've got the proof that Johnny Milk confessed to being the cause of the root of all these problems.
Yes.
So what they've got to do is get back to the battlefield before anyone else has to die.
But you know how they're going to actually settle this war? A karate tournament.
Okay.
It's going to come down to a karate tournament.
All right.
Why?
great question.
Just fun. A nice way to end a movie.
I reckon karate tournament might have to join time loops.
I don't know where you go. I really don't know where you go. I thought there was going to be some pun explanation for this, but you just want there to be a karate tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We'll do a karate movie at one point, maybe.
Yeah, we're almost certainly going to have all, you know,
I don't know.
For...
In my head, there's about 5 minutes of this movie left to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is the last phase, right?
Okay, yeah. I thought we had an act to go.
This is the final setup of, like,
we've
got a race there to we don't want to milk this movie.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We got a race there to make sure that this battle doesn't happen.
Okay.
Because Soy and Oat are standing on one side of a sunrising field.
Mm.
They went to this prison in the middle of the night and they were like, all right, come in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Woke everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the creams are there too.
Yep. Whipped.
Whipped is there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because his wife made him.
Brill.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, his wife. Yeah. He's always telling him to go down to things. He's like, oh.
Yeah.
But all right. So Whipped and Brill are standing on one side of this field.
Mm-hmm.
Soy and Oat
are
standing on the other.
Yep.
And they've both got they've all got dueling pistols.
Okay.
Okay, right.
And they're going to do an old-fashioned, let's see which family lives and which family dies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the setup.
Mm-hmm.
And they're taking, the way that this duel works
is
you take 100 paces towards each other.
Okay.
Right. So they have to be standing 200 paces apart to begin with.
I guess so, yeah.
Or just like maybe 90 so that there's the final 10 is like there's a bit of overlap.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So that we can have a countdown, you see.
Sure. Yeah.
For this big chase.
Yeah.
As Brill, fucking...
Al?
Al Milk.
Yes.
Yep.
And
Eva.
Eva... drives the milk truck
to
symbolize the joining of the families.
Okay.
And Al...
And she's already pregnant.
Sure.
Yeah.
They stop along this way from number countdown 75 to 52. They're having sex.
Yeah,
sure. Unprotected.
Yeah.
Because
condoms.
Because condoms aren't invented yet.
There's no such thing as
birth
control.
There's no such thing as condoms.
Yeah.
Even now in 2022.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
They're racing back,
mm-hmm.
and they're knocking over all sorts of shit on their way back.
Yep.
Orange carts.
Yes.
Run by the Orange family,
mm-hmm.
who are furious about it.
Oh. That'd be the Cheeto family, thank you very much.
Yeah.
They're knocking over lampposts.
Okay.
They're knocking over also. It's a big race to get there.
Yeah. Yep.
But the countdown is going, and they're slowly walking closer and closer towards each other.
Yeah.
These four boys getting nearer and nearer so that you could just hold your gun out and shoot.
I think when they get to face, they should then turn around and do 10 paces.
Yes, that's how this type of mob works.
They get close enough to kiss and then they just kind of pivot and go back the other way.
Yeah. The kiss of death, that's what it is.
Yeah,
so they all do kiss each other on the lips.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then they do a do-si-do. They kind of run around each other and then do the 10.
And so they've accidentally swapped brothers at one point, so they have to swap back. So
there's
a few, you know, allowing the couple to get
it's
there
all very
on time.
Tightly choreographed, yes. Even though it looks like chaos. They know what they're doing.
But it's tradition.
Yeah.
We got this time limit. They're driving, they're racing. All this crazy shit's happening on the way. They stop to have sex.
Yep.
They get there. There's 3, 2, 1. They turn their backs. 10, 9, 8. Oh, what's going to happen? And they get there with plenty of time.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
they get there at 31.
Yeah.
So they've described how the process will go.
Yeah.
But really, they get that still probably half an hour.
And Al's got the record above his head.
Yeah.
And he's saying, look, we don't need to fight. We can put this all behind us. And they're like, what's that? And he's like, it's proof that Johnny Milk was behind the whole thing.
Yep.
Behind every problem we've ever had. It's Johnny Milk.
And the Cream Brothers are like, we already didn't like the milks. So that just means we're in the right.
We're even more pumped up to do this.
Yeah, we're fully justified in just...
Okay, well, I've got another record here. This record is about humility and about acceptance and forgiveness. So we're going to play both these records one after another.
And then Eva's like, put the records down. What's important is that we're in love across families.
Yeah. He just roared me on the way here.
Yeah. And the baby.
I've got a third record that's a recording of it if you want to hear us having sex.
I did it secretly. My mates who were hiding in the cupboard did it secretly.
It's the 30s, so that's funny at this point. Up until 2001 at least.
And you wouldn't want to.
Played for laughs.
You know, we're all. It's a cycle of trauma. You know, we can leave this behind if we want. We wouldn't want to pass it on to little Strawberry Milk, the baby.
Has been born now?
She's aware that she's pregnant already, like half an hour after.
Correct.
She just knows.
A woman knows, Tommy.
Yeah. All the things that you can do to prevent having a baby, like standing up straight afterwards, having a shower. She didn't do either of those.
No.
So it's confirmed pregnant.
He was driving so fast that she was upside down the whole time in the back.
Totally.
Like, knocked over.
Yeah. Knocked up.
So, and they're like, oh, you know what? Maybe this is right. Mm. Maybe we don't need to hear those records. Maybe it is enough that... I mean, we will listen to them because it sounds like they're important. But for right now, you guys being in love, that really puts a whole fresh spin on this, doesn't it? Maybe we can all get along. And then...
What's this?
That's like the sound of a truck.
Oh, okay. Oh, very faint off in the distance.
It's taking a while to get
here. Yeah, it is. This is good hearing. Oh, it's changing gears, but it does sound like it's getting closer.
Yeah, okay. It could be a bus.
Yeah.
They do shift gears similar way.
That's true.
Oh, you can kind of see it in the distance now. It's like
what gear is it on now?
Yeah. Rectangular.
Seven? Like a right?
Kind of a boxy truck. Look like it's got refrigerating stuff on the back.
Refrigerating stuff?
On the back of it.
So vague.
On the back?
Yeah, like it's a refrigerator.
We can still barely hear it. How would we
meat
be able to
delivery!
See it? All right. Yep.
Everyone hits the deck. And the meats.
Yep.
They've done a sneak attack.
Oh, yes.
Those little fucks.
Yep.
They miss. There's a big fight. Everyone kills the meats, the creams and the milks.
They miss. Mm-hmm. So they get up. They get out armed to the nines.
They've had about 3 kilometers to prepare.
And they don't hit a single person.
Hey, the battle's not our strong point. We really do well at the meeting.
They shoot Soy and he goes...
Yeah. He does his big face.
Yeah.
But for the four...
Stop doing visuals on this podcast.
Because I tell you what, people hear is the noise of a mouth opening.
Yeah. So they can tell I'm doing a soy face. They can tell.
Okay, soy face, yeah.
The combined power of the milks and the creams, who the meats expected to thin each other out.
Yes.
Beats out the meats.
Right, yeah, they right, beat right. the meat.
They keep going, we're beating the meat.
We're beating the meat.
We're beating meat right here. And they kill the meats. The chalks and the cheeses fall in line afterwards, and the milks and the creams together form the yogurts.
You know what?
A new family. I don't know if that's what yogurt is.
No, I was thinking maybe the cheeses have wiped out the chalks.
Maybe the cheeses have killed the
chalks.
So
we have a triad of dairy.
Yeah, the dairy family.
The dairy family.
I just want to say they have a moment where they've run out of ammunition and there's one meat brother left from the meat family. But they tackle him down, salami, and they just give him a good spanking.
Oh, right.
They
yes.
spank him to death.
They yeah. spank that salami. Yeah.
And everyone's like standing around just really, yeah. really overselling the joke. Oh, look, they're spanking the salami. He's spanking the right. salami.
Yeah. What even is he? Like a pork? I'm not sure.
I think he's a mixture.
Yeah, it's like spices in there.
Yeah.
And that so...
Dairy triad.
The dairy mafia.
The yep. meats who are going to... You know, sub to few, not really. They were going to take advantage of the situation.
Yeah. Yep.
They're gone. The cheeses have killed the chalks in the meantime, and everyone's like, yeah, fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
That happens off screen. It's yep. not even worth seeing.
Yeah.
And the big three dairies, the ruling family in, mm-hmm. in crime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
From now.
Yeah.
The 1930s. And then, I guess the movie just ends.
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah.
Looks like we did it.
The Bechamel crime syndicate.
Yes. Yes.
Which does not pass the Bechamel test.
No, it
passes
does
the
not.
Bechamel test. It passes, yeah. but the,
not yeah. the other one. Yeah.
Not the Becky.
Yeah. No.
I'm wondering if there's like a nice little tag we can put on the end of it. Like maybe the baby that they end up having, the milk baby, is like a small one of those like hotel milks that you get.
Sure.
The little tiny yeah. milk. All the rest are people, but it's just
I was
one.
Say yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm wondering? Because they did make a Home Alone 3, but yeah. many years later and Macaulay not in it. Mm-hmm. Did they call back
I don't think so.
To the
no.
Angels series, or they just let it die with number two?
I think this is the last Angels.
This is it. This is the last yeah, Angels okay. that gets made. Yeah.
So then, yeah, we've just got baby's Big M strawberry milk.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And everyone's happy.
I guess the last thing would be Johnny Milk in prison, sitting there in his yeah. cell. Listening to his classical music.
Oh, he's escaped.
Doing his painting. No, he's in his cell in prison.
No, yeah. but I mean like the end of Silence of the Lambs. He's escaped.
Oh.
He's on the run. And we cut to him in Florence.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I was figuring it was going to be the Milk Brothers being like...
Oh, we'll crack him out of jail.
We're going to get you for killing our mother.
Oh.
Remember he did that?
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe we got to have one more thing with Johnny Milk.
We set something up, for sure. Because, I mean, this is already a sequel, and we're thinking, like, we'll just be making these, you know.
Yeah.
Because there's no sure. rule it's of, like, how sequel many sequels ever. You can do. It's like, I guess we'll just do one of these every, this will be like a TV series that just comes yeah. out every, like, 3 years or whatever.
Maybe yeah. Johnny Milk's escaped then at the end. It goes yeah. back to Johnny's cell. He's out. They get a call, and he's like, guess where I am? And there's, like, a voice over the train station radio being like, now departing, New York Station.
Yeah. yeah.
Hello, Cleary. I mean, Al, my son.
And Forever Fields, something like that. I don't remember your name. It was weird.
We have a very over-the-top setting up. Like, we're counting our chickens here. We're like, yeah. this is the beginning of a long and storied franchise. And then we never see what happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Johnny Milk's escaped.
Although Johnny Milk's going to be like 80 at this point.
Yeah, but he's yeah, that's well awesome. Refrigerated.
Okay. Okay.
That's Angels With Even Filthier
Souls. That's Angels yes. With Even Filthier Souls. And now stay tuned for the trailer.
Introducing a brand new form of movie, the sequel.
Gee, mister, what's a sequel?
Well, madam, a sequel is where we take a movie that already got made, like Angels With Filthy Souls, and we imagine what would happen after the movie.
You mean the credits?
No, madam, and they come at the start of the movie in these days anyway. No, I'm talking about what if the story didn't end? What if there was more to the story?
Then they should have told us that. So you're saying they only showed us half of the movie?
No, we came up with the rest of the story after that movie came out.
So you put out an unfinished movie? Well, then I want my money back.
Well, madam, that movie came out 2 years ago and was a complete story in itself. This is just more of that same story.
Fuck you! Give me my money back!
There's no need for that kind of language, madam.
Fuck you!
Angels With Filthier Souls, not coming to theaters soon.
Hold up. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.